America's favorite private detective. Unlucky in love and crime, he swings both ways and misses every time.
I open my eyes and look at the clock. Oh, it's 1:15 in the afternoon. I tell her I'll be right out and get up. Good afternoon.
Are you ready?
No, I've been up for hours.
What?
Oh, I thought you asked something else. Let me just brush my teeth, take a shower, and make myself breakfast, and we'll head straight out. An hour and a half later, we arrive at the Meeks Family Insurance Agency and I get out of the car. So does Miss Legs. Now that we're here, I wonder if perhaps it's best if I go in alone.
Last night, you said we should investigate together.
I see where the confusion arose. I meant we in the general sense, but just me in the actual sense. We can't risk them recognizing you.
So you just needed me to give you a ride? Again?
I can sense a storm a brewing. I think carefully about how to answer. Yes.
Son of a bitch.
Women have always been a mystery to me. But then again, so have men. I walk towards the Meeks Family Insurance Agency, feeling like I'm one step closer with every step. When I reach the front door, I enter.
Hello. Welcome to the Meeks Family Insurance Agency. I'm Mona Meeks. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm Randy. Randy for life insurance.
It's always nice to meet an enthusiastic client. What's your name?
It occurs to me right then that maybe I shouldn't be using my real name. After all, I'm undercover. Call me Dick. The place is small and cramped and smells like a laundromat. As my eyes adjust, I see a hanger of rotating shirts and hear the hum of a dryer. This might be a laundromat. I ask Mona Meeks, is this a laundromat?
We're not a laundromat. We're an insurance agency that does laundry for a nominal fee. I got the idea when I got a sandwich from a Subway that was also a gas station.
Place to clean your dirty laundry in more ways than one.
We're a full-service operation. Even have our own taxi cab.
At this point, my eyes have fully adjusted to the din, and I take a look around. There are a few small makeshift cubicles, and hanging on the walls, I notice signed celebrity photographs. Are these laundromat customers or insurance customers?
Legally, I can't say, but a mix of both.
I'm here to pick up my laundry.
You have to enter on the other side. This is the insurance entrance.
I can see my clothes right there.
Fine, I'll ring you up. Anyway, Dick, we sell all kinds of insurance here. Life insurance, parts insurance, alien abduction insurance, ghost insurance, boat insurance.
Ghost insurance?
People don't like to be haunted.
Plus, it comes with one covered exorcism a year.
Right. Well, I'm afraid I'm interested in plain old life insurance.
That's our most popular item. You won't find a better team to help you.
Hello?
Insurance or laundry?
Lottery?
Dylan! Lottery!
From what I assume is the back room, a man emerges. He's handsome, in a bland sort of a way, with light hair and few other defining features. If I were the type to have a type, he wouldn't be it. Through my skills of deduction, I determined this must be...
Dylan, help this man with his lottery ticket.
Yes, Mother.
Dylan leads the man away and Mona turns her attention to me.
All right, Dick. First question I always like to ask a potential client is, are you looking for term or whole life insurance?
Yes. I wonder if I might trouble you to explain the difference between the two, and also, what each of them are.
Dick, I would absolutely be delighted to. Term life insurance pays only if your death, not to be too morbid.
Not at all.
Only if your death occurs during the term of the policy, which can span from 1 to 30 years.
So if I took out a term policy for 10 years but died in 11, I wouldn't see a dime.
You wouldn't see anything, Dick. You'd be dead.
Right.
You've got the gist of it, though. Your benefactor, whoever that might be, would not see one shiny nickel if you died outside the time frame of term insurance.
A losing situation for all involved.
Which is why, if you've got a hankering to die whenever you damn well please, excuse the language.
Not at all.
Then I like to recommend whole life insurance.
And what would that cover?
Perhaps you can guess.
Not much one for guessing based off subtle clues.
Well then, Dick, I suppose it's good you're not a private one, eh?
I don't get it.
Private Dick is another way of saying private detective. So it's a good thing you're not a detective if you don't read clues well. Apologies, I don't usually make jokes and was trying something new.
Not at all.
I'll continue.
Please do.
Whole life insurance is insurance that pays out whenever you die, whether that be next week or in 100 years.
That does seem to be the better deal.
For my money, it certainly is. But of course, it would be for your money, which brings me to the cost. Whole life insurance does cost quite a bit more.
That could be a problem.
On the flip side, you get quite a bit more.
That is something to consider.
Shall I draw up some paperwork?
Before you do, I've got another question.
I'm all ears.
Could throw a wrench into the whole thing.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
I'm afraid that my health is not, how do I put it, good.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I'll be honest, I was sorry to hear it too. Should I tell you what it is that ails me?
That would speed the process along considerably, though I don't want you to feel I'm rushing you. I'm prepared to spend the next 5 to 10 minutes dancing around the topic.
While the offer's appreciated, I'm not sure I have that kind of time.
Who does these days?
Recently, it has come to my doctor's attention, and subsequently, mine, that I have an asymptomatic aneurysm with a high risk of becoming a cerebrous...
Cerebral?
Yes, cerebral thrombosis.
That does present a unique problem.
So you've heard of it?
What's that?
You've heard of an asymptomatic aneurysm with a high risk of becoming...
A cerebral thrombosis. It would seem I have.
I'm surprised. I never heard of it before my diagnosis. It's quite rare.
One could argue such things are part of my job to know.
One could argue that.
It feels as though you might be circling around a point here, Dick.
No point, Miss Meeks. Only I was fully prepared to explain what an asymptomatic aneurysm with a high risk of becoming a cerebral thrombosis is.
Well, that's the Meeks family difference. We know our business inside and out. Now, pardon my bluntness, Dick, but I'm afraid we can't help you.
Oh, no?
Frankly, it's just bad business.
Well, can't blame a man for trying.
You're taking the rejection well.
Please. I've been rejected more times than a pig farmer at a vegan disco.
Not sure I know what you mean.
You and me both.
Here, take a punch card for your trouble. It's for the laundromat. Every 10th load with us is half off. Sure I can't interest you in any other kind of insurance?
No, I was rather set on life insurance, I'm afraid.
It is our most popular insurance.
I guess I'll be on my way then.
Thanks for stopping in.
I turn to leave, and as I do, I notice one of the pictures on the wall. It's a picture of a pair of long, black, very distinctive gloves. One more thing, Miss Meeks. I remember you mentioning before that you also sell parts insurance. Is that correct? I see her follow my line of sight and narrow her eyes before answering.
It is.
So, for example, if I wanted to insure my... I pause for a moment, trying to think of a good example.
Dick?
A little racy, but I like it.
No, I was just trying to get your attention. You trailed off for a moment there.
Oh, right. Then let's say my feet.
Well, the first step would be you'd have to provide evidence that your feet were a significant source of your livelihood and that the loss of them would be financially ruinous.
Thank you, Miss Meeks. You've been more helpful than you know.
Have I now?
You have.
Oh, I have.
Yes, you have.
Have I?
Been... very helpful.
That's the Meeks family difference.
I quickly make my exit, elated and then quickly deflated, when I remember I have no car. I return back inside.
Back so soon?
Could I trouble you for a taxi?
Dylan! Taxi!
In the cab, my brain can't stop buzzing. The buzzing grows louder. It's my phone. Miss Legs is calling, but I'll get to her later. A plan has started forming in my brain, and I begin to set it in motion. Hello, Miss Tress, it's Randy. Please, don't hang up.
What do you want, Randy?
I'm calling to let you know that my editor loved the article I'm working on about you so much that he wants to make it the cover piece.
That's wonderful news.
We're calling it The Face Behind the Fingers.
I always knew I'd grace the cover of a magazine one day.
There is just one small catch.
What?
As our interview got cut short the other day, the article has followed suit.
You want another interview?
My editor wants to hear more about your current day-to-day. Really, give readers an understanding of the trials and tribulations of a professional hand model.
I could have told you that would happen. Everyone's always so eager to hear about my past when my present is so much more interesting.
Quite. Anyway, could you meet me at the bar around the corner from your apartment in an hour or so? There's a long pause, and I fear I've tipped my hand. But then she says...
I like my martinis dirty. Have one waiting for me.
I see Miss Legs has left me a voicemail while I was on the phone, and take a listen.
Hi, Randy, it's...
Miss Legs says her name.
I'm calling because I've been giving a lot of thought to our investigation. I think maybe you and I are in over our heads. It might be time for me to put this all behind me and move on.
Immediately, I call her back. She picks up, a sigh already in her voice.
Hello, Randy.
Hello. I've called to...
I can guess why you've called, and I'm not going to change my mind. Like I said in my voicemail, we're in over our heads.
On the contrary, I find myself exactly at the height of my head.
Randy...
I know what happened to your husband.
What?
Meet me at the bar in 1 hour. I notice that the taxi driver is taking a wrong turn and say as much. Excuse me, but you're going the wrong way.
What?
The driver turns his head back to look at me, and I realize that it's Dylan Meeks, Mona's son. I say. And then I black out.
Private Detective Randy was created by Wesley Lechner. Randy was played by Patrick Boylan, Miss Legs by Wesley Lechner, Miss Truska Jones by Shannon Egan, Mona Meeks by Alyssa Klein, Dylan Meeks by Omar Amir, Laundry Woman and Lottery Man by Wesley Lechner and Jason Mazzotta respectively. Original music and sound mixing by Stephen Gizzy. Additional music by Kevin McLeod.